right, we call the second case on our docket, Extra Lease versus Genesis Truck Yard. If the clerk will please announce counsel, who'll be arguing.
May it please the court, Mr. Scott Hayes, arguing for the appellant. Mr. Greg Pearson, arguing for the appellant.
Lawyers, can I announce to you all before we start it may be time for me to replace my 2004 F-150? Apologize to you all for being late. Sorry.
All right, okay, Mr. Hayes.
May it please the court, my name is Scott Hayes. I represent Extra Lease LLC. Extra Lease, I'll probably refer to as Extra, obtained a default judgment in Missouri in April 2013. In Texas, to authenticate it, domesticate the judgment, filed it pursuant to the Enforcement Foreign Judgment Act. I don't think that filing's at issue here. When that filing was made, the presumption under Texas law is that the courts will enforce that, citing the full faith and credit, and furthermore, that the public policy encourages, promotes, favoring, and enforcing foreign judgments. Once it's properly authenticated, filed in Texas, the burden then shifts to, in this case, the judgment debtor, Genesis Truck Yard, to overcome the judgment being proper, and that standard is, the burden is to present clear and convincing evidence, and that burden is on Genesis Truck Yard that the judgment was not correct. And the attack on the judgment was the Missouri court did not have jurisdiction. In this situation, the Texas court is to determine whether the judgment was proper or not under the law of the rendering state, which is Missouri here. Again, Genesis challenged on lack of jurisdiction. The jurisdiction in Missouri was based on the continuing corporation successor liability doctrine of Missouri, which under that law, and we're contending that Genesis Truck Yard is a successor continuing corporation. If the jurisdiction against the predecessor, which was called Genesis Express, was proper in Missouri, then the Texas court can use that jurisdiction of Genesis Express. And the jurisdiction as to Genesis Express, and this was in the record, was based on an agreement between Extra and Genesis Express where there was a consent to jurisdiction in Missouri of Genesis Express.
And excuse me, does the Missouri judgment specifically find that Genesis Truck Yard is the successor interest to Genesis Express?
I believe it does not, Your Honor. We then move to the hearing on this matter where, again, Genesis Truck Yard in Texas, Genesis Truck Yard carried the burden to show by clear and convincing evidence that the judgment was not proper. In this case, their attack was the lack of jurisdiction. And the evidence shown at the hearing, again, the evidence presented by Genesis Truck Yard was merely that a Genesis Truck Yard doesn't do business in Missouri, which is kind of your typical attack on jurisdiction here. But what we were facing was essentially to attack that they needed to show by clear and convincing evidence that it was not the successor or continuing corporation of Genesis Express. So essentially no evidence was presented on that issue by Genesis Truck Yard. However, the evidence that was presented showed various things, that Genesis Express, Genesis Truck Yard conduct the same business, same industry. They use, I think their words were, it was exactly the same business. They have the same business model. They the timing is very significant. Genesis Truck Yard essentially began business when Genesis Express ceased doing business. The owner, at least on paper, of Genesis Truck Yard was the wife of the owner of Genesis Express. The Genesis Express and Genesis Truck Yard operated at the same location, and at a building location where the owner of Genesis Express, Mr. Ondari, one of his companies, owned that particular business. There were direct payments made by Genesis Truck Yard to Mr. Ondari, the owner of Genesis Express. And as I'd mentioned, the business of Genesis Truck Yard essentially began when Genesis Express stopped doing business, and the evidence was in the first approximately 5 weeks, there was, I believe, approximately $170,000 of revenue by Genesis Truck Yard, when prior to that, it had not had any revenue, had not conducted business. In looking under Missouri law at factors showing successor liability, business operations are identical is one of the factors. Certainly have that here. Talks about the common identity of officers, owners, operators of the company. We believe we have that here, and sort of the husband-wife combination. There were drivers for Genesis Express who then came to work at Genesis Truck Yard. And again, these were largely evidence presented, you know, undisputed facts. Again, Genesis Truck Yard was sticking to, well, we just don't do business in Missouri, and the standard in this case, and the method and route to the jurisdiction over Genesis Truck Yard was through the Missouri laws, the continuing corporation doctrine, as opposed to just, again, the typical, have we done business there? No, but you get there through the facts that were established under the Missouri law. And
Mr. Hayes, yes. May I stop you there just a moment? Facts that were established under Missouri law. And when I read the conclusions, the findings of fact and conclusions of law of Judge Lowe, I didn't really see anything that he found that looked to be supporting your position as appellant in terms of facts, because he's found every fact against your position.
Yes, Your Honor. And that's one of the attacks, and we've specifically, I think it was 21 through 24 and 41 through 45, which basically go of his findings and all of the conclusions, which we contest, but we believe in primarily that the list of items I've just given you showing the that go to the factors as well as evidence were, quite frankly, that his findings we believe were not correct, and under the standards that the evidence either established the opposite on those particular findings, or the evidence was that presented by extra was more than a scintilla, and that the evidence supporting such findings was so weak and clearly wrong to be manifestly unjust. So yes, I agree. His findings, he did find contrary to what I'm arguing that the evidence was shown to him. And again, his standard, or the court standard, would have been the clear and convincing standard in reviewing the evidence. And we believe that that was inaccurate based upon the evidence presented.
All right, in terms of your presentation on your appeal.
Yes.
Do you take the position on behalf of your client that the essential minimum contacts requirements of just the general prospect of jurisdiction in a foreign state over a Texas corporation were not required to be met in order to get to the aspect of the continuing corporate entity theory that you're presenting as the basis for your appeal. In other words, do you first have to have minimum contacts in order for you to even get to the point where you apply the Missouri law that deals with the successor interest?
No, Your Honor. I believe based upon the establishing the liability of the predecessor company, that then, I've cited Missouri cases on that point, would properly establish jurisdiction of the successor company.
It's not required that you have minimal contacts in Missouri if what you've done is signed an agreement that gives a choice of law and a choice of forum to a Missouri court.
Correct.
And is there any Texas authority for that position?
I do not have that offhand.
All right, thank you.
As an additional point, which I believe is likely contested, but as the court notes, to our initial brief, there's been continuing activity on this particular case in Missouri. After the trial court vacated the judgment, then Genesis Truck Yard goes back to Missouri. At that point, it doesn't formally appear, but has an attorney and files and attempts to set aside the default judgment up there. And the timing was such, when we filed our briefs, we attached the initial motion by Genesis and response, obviously done by Missouri counsel there. Subsequent to the briefing in this matter, I guess by the time I did the reply brief, there had been additional briefing, and the court in Missouri had heard the arguments at this time with Genesis Express actually being there and, again, confirmed its judgment. How does that play into this case? I think the relevance is that, again, this court is to, under the full faith and credit and the presumption that's valid, now has initially a default judgment, which I guess can always be suspect because they weren't there, but then they make the argument to the court with counsel as to why jurisdiction wasn't proper, and the court there has come in and confirmed that. So exactly how it plays into this court's decision, I'm not sure. I think it is certainly relevant and persuasive that it's not, you know, just a judgment where they never had a chance up there to even argue to the court as to why there's no jurisdiction. But we again believe that the evidence in this case, the burden was on Genesis Express. They did not show by clear and convincing evidence that the continuing corporation successor liability doctrine did not apply, and the evidence presented, we believe, conclusively established that under Missouri law, that was met, which then leads to the jurisdiction, we contend, of Genesis Express, based upon that, of Genesis Truck Yard, based upon the jurisdiction of Genesis Express. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Mr. Pearson.
Please, the court. First, I want to jump straight into this business about all these later filed documents. We filed a motion to strike all of these because, at least supposedly, we're here to review, or you are here to review, the actions of the trial court. None of these later documents were before the trial court. We have asked they be stricken from the record and not considered. They're not relevant. There's no trial de novo here. What happened or didn't happen in Missouri after the trial court entered his ruling is simply not relevant. They have, the appellant has cited the Smalling case, saying, oh, that means we can file stuff later. Well, in Smalling, that was fine. Why was it fine? it was because the party that filed it later filed, number one, a motion to supplement, and number two, everything that was put in the supplementation had been presented in the trial court before. In this situation, appellant is going to bring things in from an out-of-state court that our trial court never even had a chance to look at. So, not right this moment, but I would like to ask the court to rule on our motion to strike. Regarding the minimum contacts, we Truck Yard, which I'll call it just Truck Yard, had no contacts whatsoever with Missouri. There's no dispute about it. Next, it's not liable as a successor to Express because it did not acquire substantially all of the assets. And there, in the words of George and Ira Gershwin, I must disagree with the counsel and say his statement about that there was no evidence offered by us except on minimum contacts, it just ain't necessarily so. We specifically had testimony, and you'll find it at page 11 of the reporter's record, that Truck Yard didn't acquire any assets, none, zero, zip, from Express. That, and if you'll, I also would direct your attention to the reply brief filed by appellant, specifically page 5. And I'd like you to note, let me quote from their brief, top of page 5. Here, talking about this case, the evidence showed that Genesis Truck Yard acquired everything that Genesis Express had. Well, what evidence? There was no such evidence at all in the trial court. Did it acquire accounts receivable? Nope, no evidence of that. Customer accounts? No, in fact, the evidence was directly to the contrary. Trucks? No. Trailers? No. Which we know that Genesis Express had trailers. Why? Because they leased them from Extra Lease. Who sued them? Office equipment? The only office equipment was a left-behind fax machine, which it acquired access to but not ownership of, and it was a de minimis value thing anyway, which I think you can take personal judicial notice of. Any bank accounts? No. So what exactly did it acquire? Nothing. If you look now at the list, starting on page 5 underneath this, it starts talking about, well, they used similar businesses and this and that, and they're related. The wife, Ms. Ongongo, is married to Mr. Andari, who owned Express. Well, okay, fine. So what? None of these actually go back and deal with the assertion up here of acquisition of assets, because it didn't acquire any assets. And before I leave this page, it also says Genesis Express and Genesis Truck Yard use the same business model. Well, no, they did not. Genesis Truck Yard, Genesis Express, as we know from Extra Lease's own action, leased trailers. It actually had equipment and operated on the road equipment. No, there's been no such evidence about Truck Yard. In fact, just to the contrary. It's just a little dispatch service. Now, why is all that important? It's as to whether or not they acquired all or substantially all the assets. It's important because of the Missouri jurisprudence. In Texas, this wouldn't have come up at all because we don't even recognize the doctrine of successor corporation. It's statutorily blocked now by the Business Organizations Code. In Missouri, they still do recognize it as an exception, but they say for it to work, you have to show that there was a transfer of all or substantially all of the assets. And there's a case we've cited in our brief, Medicine Shop versus SBS Pill Doctor. What happened in that case was there was this pharmacy, the Cape Fear Pharmacy, had a deal with Medicine Shop International. I guess it was buying pharmaceuticals from them. Well, it got in the hole like $300,000 worth, but rather than pay its bill, it just changed its name to Pill Doctor, and it moved some furniture out, moved some new furniture in, but it kept the same inventory, the same location it had for 25 years, the same customers. It sent out a letter to those customers saying, hey, we've changed our name to Cape Fear. It had everything. It was the same. And further, the Court of Appeals noted in its opinion that the primary assets of a pharmacy were its inventory, which was transferred, its customer and patient files, which were transferred, and its location, which in this case had been for some 25 years. Except for the fact that Truck Yard subsequently to starting up, months later, moved into an office in the same building that had been previously occupied by Express, none of these apply in our case at hand. And that's why in the medicine shop case, they said, well, okay, there has been a transfer of substantially all the assets. But in Black Twig, they said, no, even when you have these exceptions to the general rule, such as a mere continuation, which is the one asserted by appellant here, you still have to prove there's been a transfer of all or substantially all of the assets, which is precisely what is missing here. In Black Twig, they tried to argue, well, the goodwill, you know, they're making some money over here, as they've asserted here. They've done, but that didn't fly because they simply couldn't support it with hard evidence. We offered the evidence. It is found in the record. It is found in the findings of fact and conclusions of law. And there is no abuse of discretion. The judge did the right thing. It's supported, you know, again, by the law and by the facts. In vacating this judgment, and I would respond to any questions you might have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pearson. Mr. Hayes, rebuttal.
Yes, and I'll be brief again. What the evidence showed, one day Genesis Express is there operating. The next day, Genesis Truck Yard is there operating. Same business, same office, same location, basically the same people. It, in fact, for all practical purposes, other than the name Truck Yard as opposed to Express, is the same business. It's a very high and tough standard to overcome for a Texas court to come in and say, a sister state's judgment is wrong. It's flat out wrong. Clear and convincing is a high standard, and we believe the burden was on Genesis Express. It did not meet that burden. The trial court abused its discretion, that its judgment order vacating the Texas domesticated judgment should be set aside so Texas recognizes the Missouri judgment, which now that court is looked at two times. Again, you have one day it's Genesis Express, the next day it's Genesis Truck Yard.
Please help me remember where in your briefing there are citations to or copies given to us of the factual findings that were made in the Missouri court that the things you just stated were the subject of factual findings by that court.
There's not anything in the record as to factual findings by the Missouri court.
In the default judgment and the prove up of the default judgment, there's nothing in that record that establishes the factual assertions that you're making today to support the findings of a successor corporate liability.
Correct. From the Missouri court, the judgment does not make those factual findings, which I would submit to the court, I think would be likely commonplace even in, you know, a Texas default judgment that is then recorded in another state.
And when we look to the pleadings that supported the default judgment, do the pleadings themselves alleged facts that would support the position that you take before this court today?
The pleadings in the Missouri court, which are, I think it's in the court's record, so it's in defendant's exhibit number one, which is part of this record, but makes the allegation that Genesis Truck Yard is a successor liability of Genesis Express. And goes
what,
on.
And what facts are alleged to support that legal position? I understand that is the a legal conclusion or the legal position upon which there would be a claim, but I'm looking for what facts are alleged in the default judgment pleading, in the pleading that supported the default judgment, that there were these same locations, same people, same officers, same business that you're asserting today as the basis for supporting the Missouri finding.
There are not specific allegations in the Missouri petition to that effect. There's an allegation that's you get to them through successor liability. There's a reference to assuming trailers used by Genesis Express. There's a paragraph referencing that it transferred its assets to Genesis Truck Yard. There's a paragraph that it retains the same customers and equipment as Genesis Express and is a mere continuation of Genesis Express.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's all I have. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Mr. Pearson, we appreciate your arguments and being here with us today, and we appreciate your briefing as well on this matter. Your case is submitted and you're excused. We'll now adjourn court.
All right. The Honorable Court of Appeals for the Second District of Texas now stands adjourned.